This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It is day two of our marriage segment. Yesterday we were discussing the first myth and we said a good partner always puts his or her spouse's needs first. And we spoke why that is detrimental to the marriage. We spoke about it leading to frustration, it can hurt the marriage, it can make you resentful towards your partner. So, that was yesterday's discussion. Today's discussion, we are going to take another myth, another misconception, and another misunderstanding in the marriages. So, myth number two is, a good partner does not express anger when he or she is upset. A good partner does not express anger when he or she is upset. Now, this is also highly problematic. As human beings, we go through different emotions in life. Sometimes we are happy and we show it to the world. Sometimes we are sad and we want somebody to comfort us. Sometimes we are angry and we need to speak out because we are emotional human beings. It's part of our makeup. When we're happy, we speak. When we're sad, also we speak. When we're angry, we also need to speak. However, it becomes highly problematic when one of the partners have a temper issue. When they have a temper issue, then it becomes very sensitive. It becomes very volatile. Because sometimes that temper can translate into physical violence, if not emotional violence, the least. So it becomes very dangerous. We need to understand as human beings that temper cannot get the better of us. We need to subdue it. And everybody has the capacity within himself to do that. So in a healthy relationship, husband and wife both need to allow their partners to vent their frustration, to vent their anger, to allow them to clarify the air and allow them to speak out. It's healthier for the relationship. Because if your partner is going to bottle up his or her frustrations, it's going to build up, and eventually it's going to explode. And when it explodes, it gets very, very ugly. So husband and wife, alhamdulillah, do love each other. But one thing we need to understand, that if we fight, it doesn't mean we don't love each other. It means we care for each other, that we want to tell each other how we feel. So a relationship should provide a nice environment, a kosher environment, an environment which allows both partners to express themselves without being judged, without being put down, without being ridiculed, without being invalidated. So that when the husband speaks, the wife needs to give him a hearing, whether she agrees with him or not. And likewise, when the wife is angry, the husband needs to give her a hearing, whether he agrees with her or not. That's besides the point. Now, in expressing your anger, it's important that we keep certain things in mind. Number one, we're going to discuss the don'ts. And then secondly, we'll discuss the do's. As far as the don'ts are concerned, do not become dramatic. We understand you are frustrated. We understand you are frustrated, but do not become dramatic. Number one. Number two, do not raise your voice. And lastly, don't use an offensive tone. Because if you are going to use an offensive tone, then the issue at hand will become secondary and your tone will become the primary cause of you fighting. Yeah, don't talk to me like that. You're not my mother. You don't talk to me like that. You're not my father, okay? Yeah, just watch your tone. Watch how you are talking. Listen who you're talking to. So many times, husband and wife, they end up fighting about the tone rather than the issue itself. So can you see where we're going with this? It's extremely important that we do vent our frustration. We must vent our feelings and express how we are feeling. Nothing wrong in that. But there's a way in doing it also. So do not become dramatic. Don't raise your voice. And lastly, watch the tone. Do not use an offensive tone. As far as the do's are concerned, when you are really angry with your partner, count to 10 before you say anything. 1, 2, chin. You see, the minute you count to 10, that buildup of frustration simmers down to a certain extent. And then you speak to your partner and say specifically what is irritating you. Honey, I really like you. And I like us to have meals together. It just frustrates me that you come late. You don't even tell me why you come in late. And I have the food ready for you. And I've been waiting for you all day. Now you come, you don't message, you come late. So you are being specific. Instead of, you know, taking the silent treatment. The husband walks in the house. Yeah. Now he's trying to fish out. What happened? Why are you not talking? What's wrong? So that is not wrong. That is not right. You have to be specific. When you are specific about your frustration, you are helping your partner not to repeat the same mistake in future, because they know specifically that this irritates them and it kicks the sanity out of them. So if you're going to go into silent treatment, your husband is going to do it again, or your wife is going to do it again and again, and they don't see themselves doing anything wrong. It's because they are not guided, they are not told, they are not shown what they are doing wrong. So it's important that we vent our frustration, but we do it in a dignified manner. Do it nicely. Say it nicely. Nothing wrong. And I always say to couples, if you are unable to communicate your feelings and your needs verbally to each other, and if you feel that you will lose control of yourself, I say to them, use WhatsApp, use email, use the social platforms that you have, because you'll express yourself better. So the second myth today we discuss is, a good partner does not express anger when he or she is upset. That is wrong. That is a myth. That is a misconception. Yeah, previously there was the scenario that the husband, if he got angry, nobody must say anything. Even if he is wrong, you mustn't say anything. You mustn't do anything to anger him further. That is the wrong way of approaching things, because you cannot use your temper every time to bail yourself out of the situation. Don't make me angry. Hello, you're wrong, my brother. You're wrong. Don't use your temper as an excuse to cover for your faults. That is totally wrong. Many people use that approach. May the Almighty Allah give us the understanding.